morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I do have a guest across the way making her monthly sojourn out here east of town. Has to leave the... Boy, she hates to even do that, I'll bet. You even hate to leave the city limits of Fairfield.
I know,
you are so inspired and fired up by being in the city of Fairfield and the chamber and the chamber executive director, Carrie Hallbert. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's new today? What is new with the Chamber of Commerce in Fairfield? I'm guessing... Before I ask you what's new, let's talk a little bit about the past.
Okay.
I left town just immediately right after Men on a Mission, right before. I was not there.
Right.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Not being able to attend. How was the weather for Men on a Mission? Did
it
you
was
have pretty
very
good weather?
Good weather. Yeah. We had Christmas music playing downtown, and there was a lot of people downtown.
We're talking about the Men on a Mission that took place back in December, right before Christmas. And there were, I'm guessing, just fellas and fellas walking around like lost puppies all around downtown.
They were busy shopping.
Oh, really?
Going from store to store, and the mayor was around. He was walking around town giving people chamber bucks. So it was a good turnout.
Well, that's good. That's good. So who won the prizes? Did you have? Because I remember you had the Rush Appliance recliner, right?
Correct.
Was that the Bears recliner this year, or just
no,
what recliner was it?
They just got to pick out a Lazy Boy recliner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Rob Robinson won that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's cool.
And then we
did he get any chamber bucks too?
Nope.
He didn't run into the mayor?
Oh, I don't know. He may have. I don't know.
You didn't ask?
Sure. No, I didn't ask. No.
Did you get a picture?
I did. Well, the press came and took a picture. Yes.
Oh, so you didn't ask him to send it out
here? Sorry. No, you know what? Last night as I was reviewing everything, I thought, I don't have a picture.
That's exactly right.
I know, because I like to put things like that on our Facebook page, so I need to get a picture, and
Well, you need a picture for yourself.
Yes.
And he's not the only winner, right?
Right. Max D. Green won the giant wall clock from Serendipity.
Max D. won?
Yes.
Max D. wins everything.
Does he?
Have you ever noticed Max D. always wins every raffle that he enters? Max D. is like the luckiest human. I'm surprised he's not the Powerball.
Maybe he should have played. Wonder if he
may have. I don't know. Well, no, he clearly didn't play.
Oh, yeah,
he would have won.
That's true.
Well, that's good. That's congratulations. So he won the big clock.
Yep.
And who won the? You said Robinson won the recliner.
Rob Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Has he already collected it? Do you know?
Yes.
Have you seen a picture of it in his home? Is it pretty nice?
No, I'll have to call Teresa and Rob and see if they get a picture with them with the recliner. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. How many folks did you have? Give me an estimate on the number of
the
receipts
tickets.
And the tickets.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you saw those, right?
Giant.
Tell me how this worked again.
Well, I had, okay, so everybody all the men go shopping, and when they go shopping, they have to. Well, if they spend $10, then they fill out a ticket.
They fill out a ticket.
Okay.
All right.
And so for every $10 they spend, they get a ticket.
Sure.
So, of course, some were multiple entries.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We had, I had a giant box full of entries.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so then you search through there looking at each ticket before you pick which
one. No. I drew one and Flo drew one, and so yep.
You didn't even get the little boy, your boys up there to draw. I mean, there was their birthdays were coming up. Were they out busy shopping?
Well, we actually went on a mission. I took the boys that day, and we shopped Fairfield like, oh my gosh! At the end of the day, they're like, stop shopping. We can't do it anymore. We did a ton of our Christmas shopping. We were practically done.
Well,
I only
that's
needed
wonderful.
A couple more things, and yeah, it was great.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you had the gigantic full box, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's really cool.
It was huge.
What's the next? Now we don't have you guys. The chamber kind of takes the winter off from great big promotions, right? Or do you have something coming up?
Right now, there's nothing on the calendar. I mean, in April we'll have Girlfriend's Day out.
Yeah.
But
I'm surprised that I've occasionally you've done some kind of Valentine thing.
Yes,
right?
We've talked about it.
But you're just not doing it right now?
No.
That would be more of a retail merchants thing than
a
chamber
merchants,
thing?
Retail merchants, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess the men on a mission was retail merchants too, right?
Yes, correct.
Just making sure, trying to make sure I know my
groups.
My groups.
Which group does what?
Which group's doing what? Yeah. Who's helping out where? That's kind of.
I
kind
of oversee both of them, so yeah.
Well, yeah, you're kind of, well, I don't know if you're overseeing.
Well.
You're
manage,
like helping to
manage,
organize.
Yes,
helping to organize both. Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Nothing coming up till April. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, we have our big dinner for the chamber coming up, and we have the retail merchants are doing the TGIF raffle tickets.
TGIF raffle tickets.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
Okay. Well, our first drawing is Friday.
Uh huh.
So you need to. Come to there's different businesses you can go to and buy a raffle ticket.
Okay.
They're $10 each.
Okay.
Some of the places are studio.
Did you bring me one?
I brought a ticket, but you can't have it.
Why not?
Actually, this is an example.
You don't have a ticket that you're not selling tickets on you right now?
No, I don't have any. I'll have to bring some.
I've got, I must admit to you, Carrie, that I asked my wife. I knew that you were coming today, and I asked my wife for money.
I'm sorry.
Just specifically last night so that I could buy a ticket before this first drawing.
Well, you give me 10 bucks, and I'll make sure you get a ticket. I'll go put your name on it.
Well, that's good. Okay. That's good. All right. Now, so what you got? Tell me about the ticket there.
Okay. So you can win up to $2,200 because there's 49 chances to win.
So I can win every time?
You could.
Now, hold on a second. You can't tell me that if I win one time and I've won five times in a row, that you're gonna
that's pretty good.
And you pull my name out for the sixth time, that ticket's not gonna accidentally get lost.
No.
It
goes right back in. We will draw it. We will keep, yes. If that's what we pick, if we pick you six, seven, eight times in a row, then that's what we do.
What's it open up with Friday?
$25 in Chamber Bucks.
Okay, now it's Chamber Bucks pretty much every week,
yes.
Even the big weeks too, right?
Yes, that's right. If there's a fifth Friday, and that is $200 in Chamber Bucks.
There's a fifth Friday coming up like a week and a half or two and a half weeks.
Okay, there you go.
2 weeks in January.
Okay.
Has five Fridays.
Yes.
So folks need to go out there and go, where would somebody be able to find these TGIF tickets?
All right. Studio 117, Fairfield National Bank, Carnaby Square, LJ Locations.
Now, hold on. You're going way too fast.
I'm sorry. Okay. The
Studio
corner.
117, where's that? Yeah. Studio 117 is there on Main Street.
Main Street, right by Mel Connection.
And that's near your office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fairfield National Bank.
Everybody knows where the Fairfield National Bank is.
Carnaby Square.
Okay, Carnaby near 117, I guess.
Yes. LJ Liquidations.
Okay, now where's that? That's
out
west of
town? It is
out
there by Dollar General in the shopping center.
Is that still called Southern Gardens Shopping Center?
I don't know what it's called.
You know, it used to be called Southern Gardens.
Yeah, a long time ago. I found an old picture that says that.
Really?
Yeah. I found a bunch of pictures
at the chamber?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Strip mall.
Yep.
Big strip mall.
It is a long one.
It's a big one. Okay. That's where TT, what is it? Who was it?
LJ.
LJ Liquidations out there. Okay. All right.
The corner.
Okay.
The Willow Tree.
Corner's up there on Main and Delaware.
Yeah.
Main and First. Pardon me.
Yes.
First and Main.
And then the Willow Tree's right next to
it. Right next to it, just to the east.
Amy's Sweet Gallery.
Just right to the east again. I see now. You're coming along on a nice line.
I am, because guess what's next?
I bet you it's the
Ewing's Rendezvous.
The Rendezvous. Okay. I was sitting here thinking of the antique store farther down.
Nope. Okay. Serendipity.
Okay, good. Around
the corner. Dragonfly Yoga.
All right, back across
Main.
To the grill.
Farmer's Daughter.
Okay,
across
the street.
Black's Fashion Flowers.
You
got to
cross back
down.
Across. See, now you're making people cross the street over and over again.
Well, then they get to see multiple sides of Fairfield.
Now there you go. That's thoughtful. That way they get to see the bathroom
the
park.
Bank. See, they can go to the bank there.
Okay. All right, down to Black's.
And then to the chamber office.
The chamber office.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you're downtown just about any place, you pretty much most of those places, you ought to be able to find a ticket.
Yes.
How's tickets going? How's sales going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes. And for businesses that have sold their tickets, I need them.
Oh, really?
So bring them to the office.
So
I can draw on Friday.
So, yeah, you need that's exactly right. You need to be able to mm-hmm. you want all those tickets
I
entered.
I want the tickets in, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, how much are those?
$10.
And this is one of the main fundraising arms, right, of the retail merchants.
Yeah,
is that right?
It's a good way to get the Chamber Bucks out and for people to spend the money out in their businesses. And when you, if you win, then I will give you a list of all the places that accept Chamber Bucks.
How many Chamber Bucks do you get on the fifth Friday again? Is that
200?
200.
200. And then on the very last drawing, there's 300.
So next Christmas, basically around Christmas, I guess.
Yes, December 23rd.
December 23rd.
Be a great.
You're not
going to
do
present.
It. You're not going to have one on the 30th. That would
no.
be nice. 30th doesn't count.
Nope.
All right. Well, that see, Christmas is over by then.
All right.
300. Wow. All right. I'm sitting there thinking. See, the 30th would be a fifth Friday.
That's true.
In December.
Yeah.
So I see what you're doing here. You're instead of doing the fifth Friday with the big bucks in December, you're going to do it on the 23rd.
Yes, that's right. Everybody needs that Christmas money.
Everybody needs the Christmas money. Yep. Somebody could still probably buy a gift in that last day.
Yes.
They find out that Friday morning that they've won, and then that last day. And you're going to be calling me, right?
Yes, I will be.
When are you calling me? When do I need to
expect a phone? We need to talk about that.
I wondered at some point.
Because I work my first job at 7:30.
That's pretty early.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to think about this. Okay. When do we want you to give a call in? I'm talking with Carrie Halbert. Did you have anything more on those you wanted to talk about?
Nope. That's it.
Talking with Carrie Halbert, we're talking about all things concerning the retail merchants and Chamber of Commerce. We got all kinds of other stuff to talk about. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show, folks. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest today is Carrie Halbert. Her favorite band is Rick Springfield. Favorite singer is Rick Springfield. Favorite act is Rick Springfield. She's a big fan. So Rick Springfield no longer on the General Hospital show, you
say? No, he used to make an appearance every once in a while, and his son on the show was Patrick Drake.
Patrick Drake was Noah's kid.
Well, now Patrick Drake actually left the show last week, which I'm very, very sad about. Well,
where had Noah Drake gone? Was he like he's a doctor. So
yeah, I think he's like doing doctors.
Doing doctor stuff in other places. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's off doing Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing good for the world.
So is Patrick, was his son a real jerk?
No, he was awesome.
Oh, really?
Great.
So he basically.
And he was married to Robin Scorpio, who has been on the show since she was a little
wait
girl.
Wait a minute. Patrick Drake was married to Robert Scorpio?
Robin.
Now, who's Robert?
Robin Scorpio.
I remember
Robert Scorpio's daughter.
Really?
Yes. And she's been on the show since she was like 3 or 4.
Same girl?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
And she's not on there anymore?
They just left last week.
Are you okay with this?
I cried. Oh, my gosh. I was crying. The boys come in the kitchen and they're like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, Patrick and Robert left the show. I'm bawling my head off. And at me like I'm crazy.
It's real to me. It's real to me.
Oh, my gosh. Because I love those characters on the show.
Well, you know they'll find somebody else.
No, it doesn't matter. Those characters
Luke's going to have
Luke's
some.
Luke's gone.
Luke with
Luke,
Laura.
He retired.
I know, but Luke and Laura are probably going to have some kid accidentally show up and say that he's actually, he or she is actually.
Nobody can replace Robin and Patrick.
Nobody can replace Robin.
No way. No way. And I'm sure all the GH fans out there agree with me.
Oh. I bet you're. See, this is amazing. You've got like three jobs, Carrie.
I know.
You've got three jobs. How in the world do you have time to work?
I did. Like, I was 2 weeks
behind. Three jobs, two kids, and a husband with a beard.
No, he shaved it.
He did not.
He did. Yes, I got my old husband back now. Well, not my old husband.
Was it a hunting beard or something?
Yes.
Like that? So hunting season ended Sunday.
No Shave November lasted until No Shave January, for Pete's sake.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad you got
hunting
Patrick back.
Hunting season's over.
Well,
and
that's wonderful.
It was probably one of the best hunting seasons because we got along really well.
What, he was always gone hunting?
I don't know. It was a good hunting season.
Well, wonderful.
He got a big buck. He was happy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Does he bow hunt or just
push
shotgun?
Oh, yeah, he bow hunts. He does both.
I didn't know if he. She's here with the Chamber of Commerce. We may as well talk about Chamber of Commerce stuff. We just talked about the Men on a Mission and the TGIF. Tell me. What is coming up now? I know you're busy getting ready for the dinner, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Are you still taking nominations?
Yes, that's another thing I was wanted to talk
really?
About.
Really? Have you gotten any yet?
Yes, we have some.
When someone sends a nomination for a business, have you gotten business nominations as well as individuals?
Yes. But I want people to keep in mind that if you nominate a business, they need to be a chamber member.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, because we've had people nominate businesses that are not chamber
members. Well, folks may not know.
And they might not understand that. Right.
Too.
And you can, if you don't know if they're a chamber member, you can call the chamber and ask, or you can get on our website, FairfieldIllinoisChamber.com, and then there's a members page.
FairfieldIllinoisChamber.com.
Correct.
All right, then go in there and check out the members page, and that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
But the thing is, you're getting new members all the time.
We are. Oh, my goodness.
All right, now before we get to the new members,
okay,
let's go back to the nominations. How many have you had for, like, the business?
Business, probably about 8 or 9.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many have you had for people?
4.
So now there's a committee, right?
There is a committee.
Are you on the committee?
No.
For both businesses and for neither businesses?
No.
Nope. The single committee takes care of the whole thing, right?
Correct.
You won't even know. Is that correct?
I will know.
That night?
No, I know beforehand because I need to get the family ready. Like, I
are you the person?
I need to notify the family.
Last year I
didn't because I was just starting last year.
Somebody else took
and
over
so
that?
Somebody did that. But this year I'm sure I'll do it.
Last year was Ed Potts.
Yes, correct.
Good choice. Great choice.
Yes.
For crying out loud. As part of your job there, tell me this. I've always wondered how they get this done, and we'll probably ask you about it next month and before the meeting too.
Okay.
I've always wondered how you get all the relatives there without the recipient realizing that it's happening.
It's a little tricky. Last year, we told everybody to get there at a certain time, and there's a back room. There's a room.
Where's the dinner gonna be?
At Community of Christ Church.
Okay. Same place as usual.
You're right. Right. And so there's like a little room. And last year, I mean, Ed Potts has a big family.
Oh, really?
And so we had a ton of people in this little room eating dinner.
They're all eating dinner, and the recipient has no idea that his family is there.
Correct.
Throughout the whole night. And
right.
Because this is the last award of the evening, right?
Yes.
As I recall.
Yes.
How do you get a hold of all these people without the recipient knowing? I guess it matters
if
they're
married.
A kid or a spouse helps out, right?
Yeah, if they're married, yeah, right. We would contact the spouse and let them know, or a family member, see if they can get everybody together. And
like when Mrs. Talbert won, you probably had Orville had already passed.
Mm-hmm.
Maxine.
Right.
Maxine has daughters, and so you got a hold of the daughters.
Correct.
Huh. So they're all, but they don't get to enjoy the other speeches. Who's the speaker? Is there a speaker this year?
Yes, we do have a speaker.
Really? Has it been announced, or is this like some kind of? I don't think you've announced that.
No, I haven't announced it yet.
Are you? Do you want to do it today, or are you going to do a press release, or is it embargoed?
I can do it today, I guess.
I just was wondering. I mean, it's a big deal. Is it like President Obama?
No.
See, now that'd be a big deal.
But it is a president.
Really?
Yes.
President Lincoln is no longer with us.
No.
Terry Bruce has done it, I think.
Nope, it's not him, but you're getting close.
Am I looking at the frontier? Uh-huh. Is it Dr. J?
It is.
Well, how about that? That's cool, Dr. J. Yeah, you know, have you talked to Dr. J about the length of his speech?
Yes, I have.
How long is it supposed to be?
He asked, you know, how long should he talk? And I said, oh, 15, 20 minutes.
You know, you realize Jay doesn't, he can talk in public, but he just doesn't like to. He's good at it.
I know. He is good.
He's good when he decides to start doing it. Mm-hmm. But, see, I have a heck of a time. I have a dickens of a time when I get him out here on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
He's such a personable guy, though. He's so easy to talk to.
He does a great job. He just doesn't like to. He always covers his face. Because I'll ask him questions and he'll get embarrassed. It's even worse when Tommy Kent's out here.
I'm sure. Oh, my goodness. Tommy was really reserved when I had him out here, but...
See, now, there you go. Has somebody nominated Tommy? Tommy, there you go. Citizen of the Year.
Okay. Are you going to nominate Tommy Kent for Citizen of the Year? Do I need to write his name down?
If I'm nominating somebody for Citizen of the Year, do I have to give you the reasons?
No. Well, probably kind of, yeah, because I need to know. Yeah, okay. I need to know what they've done.
I'm not going to nominate Tommy then. Not yet. When he gets his baseball stadium built.
Okay, maybe next year
sounds like a real plan.
Yeah. Do you know they signed their first international students for baseball?
Yeah.
This past week.
Isn't that
awesome?
Yeah, that is cool. They signed a couple of Canadian kids.
Yeah, I met them. The parents are really sweet.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I took them around.
You met
Fairfield.
The kids? Did you really?
Yeah.
What do they play?
I don't know what position.
Do they? Okay,
they play baseball, but I don't know what position.
Big kids, little kids?
One guy is really tall. The other one's average height.
Did you catch the name?
There's Nathaniel and Christopher.
Okay, did you catch the last name? Did you try to say
the last
name?
No, I do not know how to pronounce it. One's Woods, one's not.
Okay, yeah. The one that, I've got it here.
It's Shen.
I can probably...
The parents were so nice. We had lunch together, and then I took them on a tour of Fairfield, and let me tell you, that was exciting for me. Because you know how much I love this town.
Yeah.
So I got to promote Fairfield, and it was a wonderful experience.
Well, see, now that you got to promote both Fairfield and the college at the same time since you work at the college.
Right.
You're in a unique position. So are you a potential violation?
Violation.
NCAA violation of some kind, being a city person as well, a person with the town as well as a person with the college?
No.
No?
No violations.
All right. I just wondered. I didn't know.
No.
Did you give the kids pizza?
No.
Well, you see.
No, the kids weren't with me.
Oh, the parents were with
me. The parents were.
Okay. All right. I did not. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm looking here trying to find
the kid's
name.
I told them all about Fairfield and how Fairfield is such a caring town, and that when, you know, somebody is hurt or sick, we all come together. And, you know, I told them that the pork burger sales, right, was
I bet you that
the
went
reason.
A,
I mean,
how'd that
huge
go? How did they,
pork burger
how'd
sales.
The pork burger sales?
They were surprised. But I said, it works here in town. And we raise a lot of money for a lot of different causes. And they couldn't believe it. They were amazed by it.
Chris Ilshishin.
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 Okay.
Chris Ilshishin. And I'm only saying that when I'm looking at it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sweet kids, great parents. So.
I bet you it's Ilshishin at shortstop.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what position he plays.
Well, see, now that's good. So whenever somebody, is that the first time you've been asked to take the parents around? Or does that,
yes.
I didn't know if that
no,
was
that's not a normal
one of the recruiting tools they occasionally have.
No, just a unique thing, just the first time. And, I mean, usually the recruiter or the coach will do that. Or Tommy does that. He'll
really?
Take people on tour. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. What were we talking about? Okay, yeah. You've got the people hidden away.
Yes. Back in the chamber dinner. Okay.
You're at the chamber
we
dinner.
We get sidetracked, don't we?
You're at the chamber dinner. You've okay. got all these people hidden away. Do they even know what's going on in front? Do you have like some
yeah,
kind of...
Yeah, I kind of go, but like last time.
Didn't know if you give them a PA back there or something?
I went back there and I would check on them and just said, okay, we're getting ready to do this. And they're like, okay, so... They would just
okay, play. Send more booze.
So, no. Okay. So we're in the church, for Pete's sake.
Okay. Okay, send more pizza.
Yeah. So
or
then
some more
we,
pork chops.
I kind of tell them, you know, the timeline of everything. And so they kind of keep an ear out, you know, ear open for what's going on.
Well, I remember having been on that stage a time or two mm-hmm. during this gig, I remember seeing people peering out through the door.
I'm sure.
So you see the people peering out, because I don't know who it is either.
Right. Oh, you didn't?
No, I know whenever Mrs. Tauber won.
Okay.
I had no idea. I was up on the dais, and they were the person was reading the thing, and but from where I am, I can see the family members peering out.
Yeah.
So that kind of starts narrowing it down. And
right,
then,
right.
Then I try to have, like, the poker face.
Right.
I realize, so I don't.
You're telling the secrets. Shh.
Stare right at the person. Stare right at the person that I think it probably is after judging who the relatives are.
I don't want to know who it is. If I can help it, I don't want to know. But I mean, I'm going to have to.
So
know.
You'll, but you I won't like find out till a few days before, I guess.
Right.
Well, the committee will meet. Four. Who do people contact? They want to nominate somebody.
They can contact me at the chamber or leave a voicemail. It's 842-6116, or they can email me, chamber@fairfieldwireless.net.
Are there any the Baseball Hall of Fame has a particular set of suggestions on voting.
Okay.
Are there any suggestions on this person? Does the person have to be go to some particular church or anything like that?
No, just need to be involved in the community.
Need to be involved in the community. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's good. That's good. I've got Carrie Halbert here. Sorry.
It's Halbert.
Did you hear it, by the way, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Dang it.
I did.
I was hoping you didn't hear that. I've got Carrie Halbert here. It's been Halbert to me. It's Halbert to me.
No.
It's been Halbert for 15 years until the last time you were on.
Sorry.
That's all right. Carrie Halbert from the city Chamber of Commerce here in Fairfield. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show, and she'll probably keep making fun of me for making fun of accidentally mispronouncing her name. When we return here on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Take and you just take, and I can't take it, you see. Well, I'm giving.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois, 104.9 on the FM dial. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. I've got from the Chamber of Commerce, the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Miss Carrie Halbert. And we've been talking about what's going on at the chamber and what you've got one of your charges. One of the things, and I in talking with you on this show for the last 30 years. One of the things that it seems to me that you're the most happy about doing is going out and visiting folks and getting new members to the chamber.
Yes, right? That's true.
How many new members you think you've gotten in the last year?
14. Well, no, that was just in 2015. That's not even including the 4 I've gotten recently.
You've got 4 in 16. You realize this is only January 20th or 19th.
Yes.
And you already got 4 new members this year.
Yes.
Who have you got?
Conoco Fairfield Mart.
Where's
which
that?
Is
that Werco?
Yes, it is.
Werco Clark.
Yeah.
Conoco.
Is it Conoco? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Conoco.
Thank you, Bruce, for helping me.
Glad to help.
Alice's Tax Service.
Okay, out there on the South 7th, right?
First.
Okay, South 1st Street.
Yes. Memories Antique Gallery.
All right, Brandon. Well, not that new anymore.
Well, they were a member and then but they've come back.
Oh, I see.
Yes. We're excited. I'm glad they've come back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then Champion Fitness Physical Therapy. It's a new business.
Where's that?
That is where Clicks used to be.
What was Clicks?
Glicks. The clothing store by Maurice's.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said Clicks.
That's okay.
So this is out there in the Walmart area there.
Yes. Thing.
Okay, I'll ask you. I had somebody ask me, what's the building going up just north of, you don't know? Okay, well, that's cool. So Champion Fitness. What is Champion Fitness?
It is a physical therapy place. It's a small company based out of Pontiac, Illinois, and it's a satellite physical therapy clinic.
All right, you're going to have to tell me what that is.
Well, it's where they do, well, if you have a sports injury or something, you can go in there and they can help you work through that.
Oh, okay. And they take insurance and all that kind of thing, too, if you have just some kind of. So instead of going to the hospital for your regular physical therapy,
you could do either.
This is an alternative.
It is an alternative.
I see. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, welcome. Who were the other ones you said? Memories Antiques? That is, we didn't say where that one is.
It's right across from the chamber on Main Street.
Oh, okay.
The antique store.
Yeah, yeah. Now, she has a ton of nice blue glass.
Yes, I love going in there. My kids even like going in there.
You ever going in there and just like meandered around the upstairs?
Yeah, we did it Saturday.
Oh, did you?
Usually we eat lunch at Ewing's and then we go to the antique store and walk around and look.
Your kids don't watch football at all, do they?
No. No, well, Lucas, he didn't. He wanted to, but he didn't.
Well,
we don't have real TV. Oh my gosh, did I just stump you or what?
You
looked at me like a deer in the headlights.
I just am astonished. You don't have a real TV? You have children?
We have TV. We just don't have live TV. Like, we don't have dish. We don't
have
cable.
Yeah, so you're pulling everything off of the internet or something, like Netflix. And
yes. Yes.
Amazon.
Right.
YouTube.
Yes. So if he wants, like, you know, we're big NASCAR.
So is that
people.
How you watch the, how do you watch live races?
We go to my mom's.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least she gets to enjoy the grandchildren stare at the TV.
That's right. No, they like racing.
I know they're staring at the TV watching the racing.
You don't stare. It's exciting. I know you don't think it's exciting, but racing is exciting.
I didn't say a bad thing about
racing. I can tell. Trust me. And I am so heartbroken because, you know, Jeff Gordon is not racing anymore.
What are you going to do with yourself? You've lost Noah Drake.
Oh, my gosh.
You've lost
the
Jeff
Gordon. The world is coming to an end.
You've lost Jeff Gordon.
I know.
You know,
I'm
but the
sad.
Thing is, he's in the booth now.
I know. So I still get to see him.
He's going to be in the booth.
Thank goodness.
He's going to be in the booth. Yeah. You've got to, let it go. He's going to be with DW.
Yes, he is.
Boogity, 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 for crying out loud.
Yeah, let's go racing, boys. And girl.
There you go. There's only one girl?
Yeah, Danica Patrick.
Danica's the only one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if there were any others or not.
Nope, she's the only one.
You know, if I watch, that's the thing. I've got TV.
You need to watch it. Okay, can I come over and watch NASCAR at your house?
No, you can't. I don't watch NASCAR.
It's fun. I could fill you in. Oh, I could just tell you all about it.
That'd be a shame. That would be just awful that you would come in and have to explain to me what's going on in NASCAR. It's because I watched it this week again. Talladega Nights with
for Pete's sake,
Ricky Bobby, the legend of Ricky Bobby.
We will not let Lucas watch that.
Wait a second! How come you won't let the kid watch Talladega Nights?
No, there's some inappropriateness in there, and we will not. We're strict with him.
The kid's 12, right?
13.
The kid's 13.
I'm sorry, we shelter him.
There's no nudity.
There's a scene or two. He's asked me now that I'm older, and I'm like, well, we'll see.
You realize he's watched it like 10 times already.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Hey, did you know how many annual chamber dinners we've had?
No, I have no idea.
This will be our 95th.
95?
Can you imagine? 95.
So that makes 2021 the big 100th, huh?
Yeah.
You can invite back all the former winners and stuff like that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe who knows how many will be. I saw your list. You probably have 20 or 30 still around.
Yep.
Maybe not that many. Maybe 15 to 20, I'll bet. That's pretty good. That'd be fun thought. All right, so 90. Do you have pictures or anything from the first ones and kind of stuff?
No, I don't.
How would you collect those?
I don't know. I did find some old slides in the chamber recently, and I've gotten them digitized.
95, 96, 97.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, so 2021 will be the 100th.
Yep.
So that means the first one was in 1922. I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Or did they do it every year? Maybe skip some the war years or something? I don't know.
I wish I had that information. I'll have to dig.
I'm asking.
I'll have to dig in the files.
No, there are files back there. You've got those big books. There were some big books that used to sit back there on top of the file cabinet.
Oh, really? I'll have to look for them.
Maybe Bridget probably threw them away.
No, she wouldn't have thrown them away. Hey, we have new board members.
Tell me about the new board members.
We had election recently.
Uh-huh. Who got kicked out?
Nobody got
besides
kicked
me.
Out.
Besides me. I got kicked out.
We had two people.
Now, you cannot sit there and say, I didn't get kicked out.
Well, you couldn't come to the meetings, and you
that's
have
exactly
to come.
Right.
It's a requirement that you have to be at the meetings.
That's too bad.
Yes.
I could have gone.
What, be there by phone conference?
Yeah.
No.
No, it wouldn't have worked, actually.
All
no,
right.
That's not going to work.
No, because, you'd be on the show at the same time.
That's right.
All right. So
who's your new,
who are the new members? Misty Titzer. And
great.
John Reynolds.
All right, John coming from Fairfield National Bank. Misty from Merle Norman there,
That's
I guess.
That's correct.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
They'll be a good a boon. Have you gotten Misty talked into joining the retail merchants, I guess, too?
Merle Norman is retail merchants.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they realize? Now, you didn't tell John and Misty how much work they have to do before you got them to join, did you?
Well, I said you need to help out the annual dinner and the holiday open house.
John's probably going to, when's Mike getting out of there?
Mike's decided not to seek re-election, and so John is replacing him.
Yeah, because Mike.
And Shirley Miller retired, and so Misty is replacing her.
See, now, that was always kind of thought as confusing that Shirley was on there anyway. But I was just confused about all kinds of things. Yeah.
They're members.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but usually saw Chuck out there, too, from time to time.
I haven't seen him at the meeting.
Chuck doesn't come to those meetings anymore?
No.
It's because I'm not coming anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, we did. So Jerry has a retired. He's a board member. Mm-hmm. And so we voted, and his term was not up. So now we've voted to replace Jerry Hauser with Josh Scott. And he works at Wainwright.
Okay, son, I do not know Josh Scott. Tell me about him.
I don't really know a lot about
him. Have you met him?
I've met him.
Young man, older man,
young
gentleman?
Man.
Is retired or what?
He's a young man.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good, congratulations.
I'll have to ask him for his bio next time.
See, that's the thing. You're coming on this show. You've got to have somebody's resume.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Josh, Misty, and John, give me your resume next time.
Well, you
I'll
see now,
you.
John, I can John, I talk to. John's a customer, okay. Right? So I can tell you about Misty too, because she's Dodie shops there, I believe, from time to time. So
okay.
I hear about her, but I don't know. I don't shop at Wainwright.
No, I don't either.
A lot of people do.
Yes, they have to go there every month and pay their bill.
That's exactly. Well, a lot of people shop the propane side.
That's too. Different.
That's not the. Is
That's
that
different? That's Wainwright propane and gas.
Okay, I'll just go from that. That's okay. You just keep that in mind. All right. So the meeting is March what?
March 14th. It's a Monday.
What time is that?
6:30.
6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's
tickets are $15.
Tickets are $15. Available
yet, where? But I'm getting printed them up soon.
And you'll be selling the chamber or the TGIF tickets
TGIF
for quite
tickets,
some time, right?
Yes. Yep.
So who's been picked to be this year's chamber member of the year?
I don't know. We're still accepting nominations. You're not going to get it out of me. Sorry.
I'm going to get it out of
no,
you.
You're
you
not.
Know you're going to tell me.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be here next month when? Like 4 weeks from today, probably.
Probably.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
We probably won't know then.
You won't know yet?
Oh, yeah, we will for business.
Well, you'll know
the
business
year.
By then.
Yeah.
You'll know business. The business you always release early anyway.
That's right.
That's not the one I want to know.
Sorry.
I want to know the one that's secret.
Nope. Not telling.
Will you tell me? All right, who got nominated?
I'm not telling you who got nominated.
Do you know?
I do. Well, yes, I know.
So who got nominated?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, yeah. You know you want to tell me.
I'm not telling you. Too bad. So sad.
All right. Go to the chamber office, folks. Buy some TGIF.
I'm gonna nominate
folks and buy those TGIF raffle tickets.
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly right. Carrie, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Bruce.
Appreciate you coming on out. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow.